From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Heavy, wet snow, wind, rain are piling into the mid-Atlantic and New England again. Power company spokesman Clay Anderson says at the peak, nearly 200,000 customers lost power in the Washington, D.C. area.
You think of a summertime thunderstorm where a lot of heavy rain comes down, lightning may strike, different buildings, poles, wires, and so forth.
The storm's moving quickly. Forecasters predict clear skies in the mid-Atlantic later today. The Federal Reserve Board is staying the course. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports on the Fed's first policy-setting meeting of the year. The central bank is keeping interest rates at rock bottom and buying bonds from banks to continue to pump more money into the economy.
Fed policymakers left the federal funds rate unchanged at 0 to 0.25%, and they reiterated that they expect short-term interest rates to stay close to zero for an extended time. Fed officials voted unanimously to push ahead with their plan to buy $600 billion worth of U.S. Treasury bonds in an effort to boost the economy. Overall, officials of the central bank issued a cautious outlook. They noted some progress in consumer spending, but said the economy remains constrained by high unemployment, slow income growth, tight credit, and a housing sector that remains depressed. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
And speaking of the housing sector, a foreclosure property tracker and marketer says job losses are making the foreclosure crisis even worse. A foreclosure tracking and marketing firm says foreclosures are increasing in some areas previously somewhat insulated from the problem.
Places that you wouldn't necessarily see highlighted in our national foreclosure reports, places like Boise, Idaho, and Salt Lake City, Utah, and Charleston, South Carolina, Honolulu, Hawaii, showing some of the highest rates of increase in foreclosure activity.
That's RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga. Leaders of the President's Oil Spill Commission are pushing for stronger regulations on the offshore oil industry. But NPR's Jeff Brady says Republican lawmakers want to know instead whether the commission's report is fair.
Alaska Representative Don Young pretty much skipped over the recommendations to talk about who's on the panel.
And this commission, makeup of this commission, they're all against the development of offshore drilling.
Commission co-chair William Riley countered that some on the commission staff had deep oil industry ties. Riley told the House Natural Resources Committee that questions about those appointed should have been brought up last summer when the panel started its work.
It seems to me now a little churlish to refer back to the credentials without saying in some way how they're connected to the inadequacies in the report, which nobody seems to be doing.
Riley says the report speaks to the commission's credibility, but if this hearing is any indication, it's not likely the legislative recommendations will become law. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
This is NPR News. A car bomb blast tears through a funeral tent in Iraq today, leaving at least 15 people dead and at least 29 wounded. The Baghdad bombing is the latest in a series over the past week or more that have killed nearly 200 people. A big new study shows the chances of surviving cardiac arrest are greatest for those who have a heart attack in public or cardiac arrest rather than at home. NPR's Richard Knox says researchers think they know why.
The researchers examined nearly 13,000 cardiac arrests in 10 North American communities. The survival rate among those whose hearts stopped while they were in a public place was 34%. For those who were at home, it was only 12%. That's a 2.5-fold difference. There are several reasons why this might be so. When someone has a cardiac arrest in public, it's much more likely a bystander will call 911 or even grab a nearby automatic defibrillator and shock the heart back into a normal rhythm. But study authors think something else is going on. Maybe people whose hearts stop in public are more likely to be younger and have hearts that can be restarted than those at home. The study is in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. Richard Knox, NPR News.
If I could only win your love.
The remaining voice of the famed Louvin Brothers country duet is stilled. Charlie Louvin's dead at age 83 near Nashville. He had pancreatic cancer. With his late brother Ira, the Louvin Brothers helped perfect an old country style of harmony typified by the Delmore Brothers and Blue Sky Boys and carried them on to artists in pop and rock and roll. This is NPR News.